You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government recently announced five proposals to change transport rules in Aotearoa. The proposals include changes that would see e-scooters permitted in bike lanes and one that would allow cyclists aged 12 and below to use footpaths. While four of the changes have been celebrated by Living Streets Aotearoa, the first, around allowing more bikes on footpaths, has been criticised. The organisation says that this change could open a gateway to more bikes being permitted in pedestrian spaces, increasing risk, especially for the elderly and the disabled. To discuss their stance on the issue, I spoke to President of Living Streets Aotearoa, Tim Jones. Living Streets Aotearoa, what are your takes on the new proposals from the government for transport?
Well, in short, we like four of the five proposals. That's proposals 2 through 5. We like, in particular, we like the proposal that e-scooters should be legally allowed to ride in cycle lanes, because that's something we and a lot of other groups and councils have been pushing for a long time. So we're really pleased to see that one. The one we particularly don't like is that children up to the age of 12 be allowed to ride full-size bikes, including e-bikes, on the footpath. And the reason we don't like that is because it puts pedestrians at greater risk. In particular, there is no speed restriction proposed, and e-bikes can go quick. So right now, you've got little kids riding on the footpath on small bikes, not full-size bikes. Not ideal for pedestrians, because we think footpaths are for people on foot and people in low-speed mobility devices like wheelchairs. But having kids up to 12, and I know what I was like at 12, I was thinking it's great to hoon around with my mates. I wasn't thinking, I must be careful of these pedestrians. So having kids up to age 12 riding fast, especially on e-bikes on the footpath, we think that's going to put pedestrians in danger, and it may well put people off walking at a time when we desperately need to be getting more people out of cars.
Yeah, and what are the risks of looking into e-bikes and e-scooters, especially around big urban areas like the CBD? What are the risks of riding around on footpaths as opposed to cycle lanes?
Well, basically, what the evidence shows is that what works well with traffic is with the allocation of road space is that you put things moving at similar speeds in a lane together. We don't mix cars. We don't say, there's a road, but what the hell, let's let cars go on the footpath. Now, of course, cars are more dangerous to pedestrians than e-bikes and e-scooters are. But moving at the speeds they can move, and optimally will move, let's say something like 25, 30 kilometres an hour, that's fine in a cycle lane. And what we say is, where there is a cycle lane, it should be mandatory for bikes and e-scooters to be ridden there. Not just possible, but mandatory. If you have them on the footpath, there's two problems. One is the risk of accidents or near misses. People moving quite slowly, which pedestrians do relative to bikes and e-scooters, do not mix well with devices moving at hard speed. I don't know if you've ever been run into by an e-scooter, but those things are heavy and they hurt. And it's bad enough for an able-bodied pedestrian. But if you've got, let's say, elderly pedestrians, people with disabilities, or maybe it's a parent with a pram and young kids, the risks are increased. There was a case just recently here in Wellington where a pedestrian was very seriously injured by a bike, by somebody on a bike who ran into them. That was on a shared path. So a shared path is where legally both bikes and pedestrians are allowed to go. We don't support shared paths in cities, and effectively this government proposal would be a step towards turning footpaths into shared paths. So let's We really support, and something that sometimes surprises people when I say this, as a pedestrian organisation, we support the development of cycle lanes. We think that's safer for cyclists, safer for e-scooter riders, as long as they're allowed to ride there, which they now will be, and safer for pedestrians.
Yeah, and alongside that, how do you think we can develop our transport infrastructure more broadly, including things like cars, buses and trains as well, to work better for all road users, especially around, again, those central city areas?
Well, I think it's interesting because I was actually in Auckland a couple of weeks ago and I was walking, I had some meetings and events in the Simon Street area, so I was walking around there quite a bit, and that was before Varsity started. So it wouldn't have been as busy as I guess it is now. But what I noticed is that, you know, there's Auckland's, what I noticed is Auckland's a mix. There's some really great footpaths there, and there's also some narrow, bumpy ones. But more generally, filling up our cities with more roads, which in turn will mean more people travel by car, is not the way to go. What we need to be doing is providing better public transport, and of course Auckland's taking some really significant steps in that area at the moment. We need to have lanes set up so that, yes, cars can go and buses can go, but that as much as possible we encourage people to travel on foot, by bike, even by e-scooter, as long as they're not going on the footpath. That's why we need to allocate space so there's good footpaths for pedestrians, good cycle lanes or good lanes for e-scooter riders, e-bike riders, bike riders, and road space. It's not easy, but if we continue as a country to go down the track where we're just putting more and more people in cars, that is just going to snarl up our cities even worse.
That was Tim Jones, president of Living Streets Aotearoa, speaking about his stance on five proposals to change transport rules in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.